This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Among the many, many negotiations going on right now in Washington, in addition to taxes, and yes, still health care, is immigration. Specifically, what's going to happen to the 800,000 or so people currently being protected under DACA? While Congress and the White House try to get on the same page or even close to it, DACA recipients, after the president's action last month, are in limbo. Will they be able to finish their educations? Are they going to lose their jobs? And for tens of thousands of them, what is going to happen to the businesses they have built? Marketplace's Rima Kreis spent time with a couple in San Diego that is wrestling with exactly those questions.
Back in high school, Luis Tanico and Dulce Garcia rolled in different circles. Tanico was that super loud guy in the hallways, always making a joke out of something.
And that was the opposite. Really quiet, really shy, really serious.
That's why I never talked to her, because she was always like with the mean face. I was like, I don't want to get close to her.
Not mean.
Yeah, quiet.
Garcia says she was just focused, a steadfast 16-year-old with a 20-year plan.
I was going to conquer the world. I was going to go off to school, become a lawyer one day. I had hopes of being a judge someday.
That was before Garcia says she realized what it meant to be undocumented. She graduated and got accepted into her dream school, the University of California, Davis. But back then, without a social security number, she couldn't take out loans to pay for it. So instead, she went to community college and stayed put in San Diego. A year later, she and Tanico crossed paths again at a party.
And that's when we actually both start talking about our struggles.
Tanico's also undocumented, and like Garcia, he was brought to the U.S. from Mexico when he was just a little kid.
We find the similarity of what we wanted in life and what we couldn't achieve at the time.
They've been together ever since. For 15 years, they've pushed each other to achieve what they wanted in life, worked multiple jobs that paid under the table, took night classes, saved whatever they could. And today?
We're in my office. This is my second office. I opened this office this May.
Garcia, now 34, did become a lawyer, doing mostly immigration work. Her degrees, along with an American flag, decorate the walls of her small firm. Tanico, his hands stained from grease, points toward his business, an auto body shop.
It's just two blocks away from here. It's not that far.
Together, Garcia and Tanico have hired six people, and their businesses are doing well enough that they've bought a house together. And Tanico recently expanded into a bigger shop. According to the Center for American Progress, about 40,000 DACA recipients have started their own businesses after enrolling in the program. Garcia says her legal status under DACA gave her a sense of security.
It meant that I could walk into any of the government offices and ask for the business name, the business license, the employer ID number. It meant that I can walk into any door and it's not going to be close to my face.
At the end of the day, it's more of clarity of where your business is going to go. Before, I was just like, I can lose it tomorrow.
Both recently renewed their DACA status until 2019. If the program isn't saved, more DACA recipients could go into business for themselves, since it would be harder to hold on to their jobs. But Garcia says her practice would likely collapse.
I wouldn't be able to walk into an ICE office to check in a client. I wouldn't be able to walk into immigration court because my opponent would be ready to issue notice to appear for me.
And she says immigration cases can last years. Who knows if she has that much time?
I can't imagine someone that would say, oh, I'm dealing with this very traumatic experience in my life right now that I'm here to get help with, but I'm also going to have to deal with my lawyer's drama.
Tanico says he'd keep right on fixing cars, despite the risk.
I'm not going to hide. No. It took me so hard to build this, to establish this.
In the meantime, Garcia is putting her legal training to work for herself. She and five other DACA recipients filed suit against the Trump administration last month, trying to block it from ending the program. Not long after the suit became public, the nasty voicemails started rolling in.
You have leached off of our country. I want you to go home and make your own country great. This is not your country.
Garcia says she doesn't let people like that get to her. But when one man, not a client, left her a one-star review on her business page, that crossed the line.
This business is like my child right now. And it's like, oh, gosh, you can attack me personally. But when you go after my business, now we're talking, right? Now, like, I'm really, truly angry.
Because she says not everything has to do with how she got here. This is about what she's done since she's been here, since she was that shy 16-year-old with a 20-year plan. I'm Rima Kreis for Marketplace.